Glory to God. Jesus Christ is alive, and he offers us today to know him, to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Amen. Amen. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, so beautiful, majestic, glorious, and so merciful and patient with us, the gentle shepherd. Amen. And yet he's God Almighty, the creator of the universe, so incredible. And so Jesus talked about worshiping in spirit and in truth. So that's a practical matter. If you know Jesus, you wonder, well, what do we do? Well, of course, we seek him with our whole heart, and he, through his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will empower us and help us and strengthen us. And he's our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, who helps us to walk with him and to pray and to worship. And so you just worship, put on, you know, some worship music that you like, and just worship the Lord and just get caught up into his glory. That's, you know, that's one of the purposes of our life. And that's, isn't that awesome that we can do that? And it's so different from what most of us have been taught and what we've seen, you know, in that old dead religion. You know, this is, all things have become new in Jesus Christ. Old things have passed away. All things are new. And he makes us new and through his Holy Spirit. So a great man of God one time said, I love to worship the Lord because worship is the highest form of service to God. And in that worship, he'll speak to us and he'll show us himself and what we are to do. That was Reinhard Bonnke who said that. He recently passed away and went to heaven, to his eternal home, a patriarch of the faith. If you don't know about him, look him up on the internet, and he's got some videos, recent videos, that are just incredible. He is a true patriarch, Reinhard Bonnke, B-O-N-N-K-E, an evangelist. Well, so many teachings that I want to give, but I want us to continue to focus on the glory of the Lord. That's what will keep us, you know, he will lift us up to where he is. The great God Almighty. Amen, amen. He will teach us. And another practical matter, read the Bible all the way through, just from Genesis to Revelation, just all the way through, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And now, if you can't do that, definitely read what you feel led to read. But these are just some practical things that we can do in our walk with him. If you don't have a Bible, that's might even be better, because then someone goes directly to him, and he is the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what we need, is a fresh revelation of him. And his mercies are new every morning. Amen. He meets us. If we seek him, he will meet us. Amen. 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 This is the secret of the universe. This is the reason that we're on the earth. Our ministry has just published a book. It's on Amazon. The reason you are on the earth. Now And what's the reason? To know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. This glorious God of the universe. Amen, amen. So beautiful. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Amen.